Microsoft ChatGPT versus Google Bard. What a stupid name. And also GitHub laying off people. And again, layoffs continue to happen. This and maybe more in today's episode of Weekly Code Quickies. As always, I'm your host, NobleBM. And let's get started with our very first subject here. Microsoft ChatGPT versus Google Bard. As soon as Google Bard was announced by Google as a direct competitor to, or their weapon of choice, the answer to ChatGPT, their stock just plummeted 7%. Why is this? Well, because it's basically not good enough. Not good at all. So the ChatGPT, as you know, is an AI that Microsoft is going to purchase, and it's the main competitor for Google Search. Being the main competitor, Google needs to answer with their own Bard called AI, which, well, doesn't perform that good. And as soon as Bard messed up a couple of things, well, their stock price plummeted 7%, signifying an unsatisfactory response from the users. Now, while ChatGPT is working on the GPT-3, whereas Bard is focusing on the LMDA language, which stands for Family of Conversational Neural Language Models developed by Google. It's the first generation was announced during the 2021 Google I.O. keynote. As you can remember, or for those of you who didn't saw it, that is what LMAD stands for. Now, AI chatbots are trending using language models, and also probability and statistics. Whether they will be successful or not still needs to be seen, but for the moment, ChatGPT is market leader. So the fight continues. So while ChatGPT can make some factual mistakes and embellishing stories, Google Bard AI is throughout to give consumers more reliable information. So is the statement from ZNews. But for the moment, I will still say that ChatGPT beats out Bard by a long shot. Okay, let's move on to our next topic, which is GitHub laying off 10% of its workers and also considering going fully remote. Now, if you don't know, GitHub is also a Microsoft product. Microsoft is just everywhere, but they have roughly 3,000 employees, laying down 10% of them, meaning they're going to lay off 300 employees. That is a lot. Also, they're considering remote work because it's more productive for them. And also, GitHub did freeze their hiring spree in the early January and do consider leaving this on for the rest of the year even. Also, a announcement, and I quote from them, "We announce a number of difficult but necessary decisions and budgetary realignments to both protect the health of our business in the short term and grant us the necessary capability to invest in our long-term strategy moving forward. You can view our CEO's message to employees with additional details on these changes below." Well, I'm not going to... Let's just check this one out. 4 years after being acquired by Microsoft, GitHub keeps doing its thing. Of course. Also, they also have a little AI called Copilot, which gives you excellent code snippets, and that is integrated into Visual Studio Code. So if you like to try that also was for a brief time, it was free to use. I tried it out, was some kind satisfied with it, but I think it's just like ChatGPT. It gives you code, but at the end of the day, you have to know what you do with it. Okay, so these were our main topics. As always, I'm your host, NobleBM. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to this podcast, give it a rating, 5-star rating even, and give it a like on YouTube. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And with this being said, I'm going to leave you all with a lovely day for my part. Take care. Bye-bye.